It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Last week we spoke with Peter Lovenheim about why some of us know who our neighbors are and others of us don't particularly care to. Ellen Griff in Charlotte, North Carolina wrote, "You realize after you have rude and horrible neighbors how truly lucky you are to have wonderful ones. We moved into our neighborhood 3 years ago, and my husband and I made an effort to introduce ourselves. We get together socially, kids play together, and you will often see the adults gathered outside a house talking. We are fearful we're going to outgrow our house and have decided we will add on to the house instead of move because we love our neighborhood so much." Many of you wrote to share your horror stories of foreclosure and the frustration of dealing with banks. Ginger Maddox in Phoenix has a different experience. She wrote, "I just wanted to say something favorable about the banks. Mine, a federal credit union, could not have been more helpful, and I was able to save my home from foreclosure via the HAMP program. I now have a payment that I can afford based on my reduced income. I do believe, from what I've heard from others, that the bank you're dealing with makes all the difference in whether you will be successful in saving your home." Finally, we asked about movie spoilers and, with the internet, the critics, and your chatterbox friends, how easy it is these days to know what happens in a movie even before you buy a ticket. Kara Shaw in Philadelphia wrote, "My dad's office manager always used to spoil movies for him, but he found a way to get her back. When The Empire Strikes Back came out, he said, 'I loved it, but I wish they hadn't killed off Luke Skywalker.' She sat through the whole movie waiting for Luke's demise only to realize she had been duped. Needless to say, she's never ruined another movie ending for my dad." If you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN or follow me at Neil Conan, all one word. And catch any of our programs you may have missed by going to npr.org and clicking on Talk of the Nation. Talk of the Nation is produced by Prisca Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Kenya Young, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our intern, at least for the rest of this week, is Colin Campbell. For the past 15 weeks, he's helped us track down guests, book studios, put together fact sheets, run scripts, and generally keep things running smoothly around here. If you follow us on Twitter, at TOTN, those are Colin's tweets you've been reading. He heads back out to the real world next week. Colin, thanks for all of your help and good luck. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, and Michael Cullen. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, 2 years after the recession officially ended, more Americans depend on government assistance than at any time in U.S. history. We'll talk about what's driving that change, plus Ice-T and his memoir of a gangster life. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.